Good afternoon, everyone. This is Kelly O'Neill, and we are back, me and my good buddies Gina and Eva, for our fourth and final lesson on using the law of attraction as wealth attraction strategies to infuse into your business and marketing practices, attracting all the ideal clients that you wish, as well as all of the abundance and money that follows. So, hey guys, are you ready to play again?
Heck yeah.
Absolutely.
Very cool. Very cool.
Bring it on.
All righty. So today what we are going to talk about really is, and this is the thing I think too that makes this particular class that we've done so different than anything else out there on the market, is that there's a lot of people talking about wealth attraction strategies. But there's not a lot of people talking about wealth attraction strategies in specifically applying it to your business and marketing strategies.
Right.
And what I'm so excited to teach people is how we've all had these conversations on multiple occasions, which, again, is one of the things that really inspired us to do this product in the first place, is marketing is necessary. And it's in the way you do your marketing, not only from a strategic standpoint, but from an attraction standpoint, that makes all the difference in the world. And so we are going to teach everyone today how to apply all of the brilliance that you've shared over the last three classes and how to really infuse that into your marketing and business activities to take your company to the next level and ultimately the freedom and finances that follow.
Yep. So just want to do a quick check-in before we start.
Yeah.
This is Gina, making sure that you did start your millionaire attraction game so that you can feel that flow of money coming in and out. So wanted to remind you, have you done it today? If you haven't, as soon as you stop listening to this, or you can even push pause right now, go and spend some money for today. Just be noticing how it's feeling on a daily basis. And also, how'd you do once you did the abundance technique? Did you take your inspired action, your next step? And if you did, how'd it feel? And is it time to go through that process again? Because you can keep expanding for how much you allow in on that same very topic that you used the first time you went through. So, ready to talk about marketing?
Let's talk about it. Let's rock and roll.
Okay. Love it.
So first of all, I want to tell you that the whole thing about creating a marketing plan, you can just say those words. Some people get turned on by it, and some people want to go run and hide. So we are aware of that. I just wanted to let you know. And the whole point about using attraction-based principles with a marketing plan means it's a whole different ballgame when you do that. Even for those, because I am one of those people, if you said in the beginning when I created my coaching practice many moons ago, oh, you're going to have to create a plan, and you're going to follow the plan, I would say, oh, no, I'm not. If that's involved, I'm not starting a business. And now I really get that if I don't have one in place, then all of my actions are just random. They're not actually supporting my mission because they're all over the place and they're reactionary versus intentional. And so I just wanted to speak to that because our whole thing here is to make it fun. And even if you are a person who loves marketing, then we even want to beef it up even more so that it's extraordinarily not only enjoyable to do marketing, but that you actually get the impact that you want with your targeted market.
Absolutely. Creating marketing plans that feel magical and give you magical results.
And how you feel about marketing, just like when we talked about money last week, how you feel about marketing is going to impact the results. That can look a whole different bunch of ways. So I'm just going to talk about my website. It's a little bit improved right now over what it used to be. But when I first did it, I have to tell you, I worked with a copywriter, and she hated so much of my language in that copy, and she kept trying to change it because that's what she is, right? She's a copywriter. And she would ask me, can I change this part? And I would say, no, I really love that word or that phrase. And she says, yeah, it's jargon. And I'd say, I know, but I like it. It represents me. And I'll tell you what, I had so many clients just based on that website alone because it really resonated with me. I personally loved it. And so because I really felt in alignment with the words that I was saying, I attracted clients. To me, I've always thought, wow, I would never hire a coach just based on a website. That's me personally. Now, obviously, lots of my clients feel different because they hire me off the website. So you really, really, really have to feel great about whatever, not just the plan and the strategies, but the actual, anything that represents you really has to represent you, if you know what I mean. You've got to feel good about it. Even on little things like graphics, fonts on our printed material or on the websites, we will go round and round and round until we get exactly what we want, because we know that we'll keep that little energy that says, we don't like it. And if we're not liking it, it's not going to be effective.
It's also so good for you to, when you love what you've got, when you love the marketing strategy that you have, when you love the copy that you have, when you're loving the language that really represents who you are, of course, that's the energy that you are vibrating out there. That's the energy that your copy, your marketing, even your marketing plan gives out about you. So not to underestimate that, and to be able to find your marketing strategies, getting clear, we've talked about that before, getting clear on your 5-star clients, getting clear on what it is you want to be doing to create your business, getting clear on all the different aspects of your marketing, the strategies, and making sure that the strategies line up with who you are and what's important to you so that it represents you.
Now, I know something, Kelly, that you did with Eva and I when we were doing a strategy session is you wanted us to walk away with like 3 things. You really said there's lots of places we could go today, but I actually want you to leave with some concrete steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us, we kept going and you kept checking in. How does that feel? Do you like that? Does that feel good? Is that clear? Yes, 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 yes. And I know I walked away from that day feeling really good.
Yeah.
So what would you say when you're working with people on a marketing plan? Do you have like 3 or 5 main keys that are important? Because I would like you to state that, and then we can talk about how to make it really magnetic.
Yes, because I will tell you when I'm doing marketing plans with people, it is incredibly strategic and specific. But tell me what you mean by the 3 to 5 keys.
Like if you were to say, okay, if there's so much that can go in a marketing plan, but if I were to give you the 3 to 5 most important things to remember when you're creating yours, here's what they are.
Okay. The most important things when you are creating your marketing plan actually steps back to your business plan, which is back to the clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It is imperative that you have absolute clarity on what it is that you want to achieve, because your marketing objectives support your overall business objectives.
Yes.
That's good, because I remember, too, when you were asking us, how is it that you want to operate the business before we got to anything about marketing?
Yep. Yeah, it's really, really important, because the way that you create your marketing strategy completely depends on the type of business that you want to run and the specific goals that you have. So that would be one, is be very, very clear on what it is that you want to achieve in the business so that you can create and align your marketing strategies, right, whatever you choose to do in your marketing, to specifically help realize your ultimate results.
Yes, so I want to pop in here for a second and just underline what's going on here. And the importance of the clarity. When you're clear, energetically, vibrationally, you are clear.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are, well, I don't really know, then there's a lot of muddled energy that's going on out there. And that's really what you're reflecting out in the universe, out to those that are talking with you, that are reading your web copy, that have anything to do with you. They pick up on that. And then they walk away really not clear about what to do with you either.
Right.
That's why you don't get the business, because
Exactly. They're
like, I left feeling flat after a conversation with you.
Yep. You know, it's funny because I do so many of these. What stuck out to you guys? I know the themes did.
The themes did. I thought the themes was really great because mm-hmm. it had us stepping out. First of all, there's a couple things that went on there. Not only clarity, our theme, like what's our big focus for the year, but to step out, remember, I was sitting there going, oh, my God, you know, heart is racing. This must be the right thing for me. And so it's really taking you up and out, even beyond where maybe your comfort zone is.
Yes, definitely.
And
out where your comfort zone is.
Yeah, out beyond where your comfort zone is, yes.
What this is, what Eva is talking about, is one of the things that I do with clients. In fact, I do this with myself. In fact, today, I've been working on my next year plan. And right at the top, there's a theme, right? There's a theme. And the theme is, it's much like if you ever watched that popular television show, Ally McBeal. And
right.
She would have like her theme song of the day. Or if you've got a song that when you listen to it, it's that song that makes you race. I actually encourage people to create a business and marketing theme of what it is that they want to create for the year. As an example, one of my themes for next year, I actually have a couple different ones because I've got a business theme and I have an operational theme. But my marketing theme is there's a couple books out there about becoming slightly famous.
Mm.
And what that really means for me is my theme next year is really all about taking this, my media and celebrity branding to the next level because I've got a book coming out and I want to be doing more television and radio and more media appearances. So mine is all about creating celebrity and becoming slightly famous.
Awesome. Love it.
You know, and that's mine. And so one of the things I encourage you to do is get something to get excited about.
Yes.
What is the thing that you can get really excited about that when you're drawing up your plan, that the planning part becomes fun?
Yes.
Kind of my motto here. If it's not fun, we're not doing it.
That's right. Fun is number one, and don't you forget it.
That's right. I mean, honestly, that's the whole thing. If it's not fun, we're not doing it. So that would be the next thing, is to create a theme. The next thing in your marketing is I want you to be incredibly clear, right? And we're even going back to marketing foundation, right? So this comes before the plan. The marketing foundation, so branding is obviously something that is incredibly, incredibly important to businesses. And it's incredibly important specifically in marketing to the affluent, right? Because as a service-based professional, you need to understand what it is that makes you incredibly unique. You need to be able to communicate the value of what you offer, and you need to be very clear and confident in the way that you communicate what you're bringing to the world. And what this does from an energetic standpoint is there is a very big difference between being able to walk up to someone and saying, I am the expert in marketing to the affluent. If you're a business who wants to market premium price services and goods to high-value clients who will happily pay for what it is that you offer and appreciate it every step of the way, I'm your girl. There's a very big difference between saying something like that that's crystal clear and authentic and saying, yeah, I'm a coach, and I love to work with people who need help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing about the theme, first of all, the theme takes you immediately to the essence,
mm-hmm.
even before you get into the details. So you're mm-hmm. already setting yourself up vibrationally, again, law of attraction at its best. Then really looking at, as you're saying here, is being crystal clear and stating something that is unique and clearly yours. Clear. It's like crystal mm-hmm. clear. That's pure energy.
Yes.
People can really resonate with that.
And one of the things, too, that I do with businesses, I do this more in my private coaching programs when people are working with me because we don't just work on the marketing, we work on the business.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we do, too, is we make sure that before we even do our marketing plan, that we're clear on the core values of the business.
Good.
That is one of the first things we do. And so all of these things, in order for them to create this powerful business that we're designing, because that's really what it is, we're designing our business. It's kind of like setting an intention. That's exactly what we're doing. We're setting
yes.
a universal intention about what it is we want to create with the business. And they start all the way back with, what are your personal values? How are you going to build your corporation? What is your mission and vision for your company? What is it that you're up to? What's the big why in your business? Why are you doing what you're doing? Tying more into that life purpose. Then it goes into, great, how are we going to then implement this vision? What will the theme be for the year? How are we going to communicate the power and beauty of what we're offering to people? And that's really yeah. the branding. So we start to look at the brand promise. What does it mean to work with your company?
Mm.
What's the brand promise? When they work with you, Gina and Eva, we talked about this. You guys are both brands. Your brands, and then you've got companies that are brands, and you've got products that are brands. But what does it mean when a client is working with your company? What's the promise that they're going to get? My brand promise has very specifically to do with innovation, strategic thinking. I'm very much about strategy. Authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Those are a few of the things that are in my brand promise. But be very clear about what it means to work with your company, because your entire brand is going to be in alignment with those things. And then finally, it really comes down to the planning piece, which is, again, it goes back to that clarity. What is it? What steps will you take to achieve the results you want to create in your business?
Yes.
Does that mean launching new products? Does that mean, as an example, this year for my business has been all about launch. We launched a new brand. We launched a new, actually, we're about to launch another new live event, so two live events. We're launching our coaching programs. All of these things are about launch. Well, next year, the theme really is about, fantastic, all of these wonderful, beautiful programs are out there. How do we attract our ideal raving fan clients into them and literally continue to tweak and fine-tune these programs until they are the most excellent programs on the market. That's really my whole theme for next year.
Mm.
So everything excellent. I'm doing is in alignment with that theme. And if it doesn't help attract the ideal clients we want, and I use Gina Neva's process for this, I have a process too, and I wove that one right in there because I love it. I think it's brilliant. So what is it? Who do I need to be as a company leader? And what marketing steps do I need to take that feel really amazing to attract those ideal individuals into our business? If you look at it from that energetic point, that's kind of where I look at it.
Yes, absolutely.
Good. Thank you for breaking all that down because it's actually not that hard. I think it always sounds like a bit daunting, like a marketing plan. And quite frankly, we're always marketing. Some people don't market at all, but most people are marketing somewhat. But you just want to make it really attractive. And one of the ways to make it attractive is to make the entire process fun. Just like Kelly was saying, with the theme is part of the way to make it fun, like the creation of it. You're visioning out into the future, where do I want my business to be? And then, of course, the very important part is to trust that whatever efforts you're making on behalf of your business are perfect. Mm-hmm. And when they're not, that they will attract the results you want. And if you're seeing that, this isn't working, which even I go through it all the time, like, hey, that was a brilliant thing we just did. How come that just didn't gain us a bunch of money? Why do we need to shift here? And then we'll go back to the drawing board and say, okay, what is it that we need to shift? Did we totally believe it was going to work? A lot of times it's because we've been so busy, and that's one of the changes we're making is to really pare down our offerings because, boy, we've done a lot of marketing, but I think it was a little on overdrive.
Yeah, had too much going out there in too many different directions. So
what happens for us is by streamlining it down, we're able to focus completely because that's another thing. When your energy is scattered, like we talked about before, and your energy is spiraling out to all of these different projects, guess what happens? You're dispersing your energy, and you do become a little frantic. I know there was a time when I was like, okay, who's on first? What class am I teaching right now? Who's it with? What's the material? Ah! And that's not a good feeling, and it's not attractive because you're not grounded. And when you're grounded, you literally are like a lightning rod. You will attract that energy to you in a very good way. You won't get fried.
Yeah, and it's really, really important that the things that you are doing, even focus, are things that you really enjoy doing, that you're loving your marketing strategies. Because if there's anything in your business that you're doing that you don't enjoy, you're not going to do it for long. And then the business will suffer. When you're loving what you're doing, oh my gosh, of course your business is going to thrive because you're loving doing it. You keep doing it. It feels good. You're attractive. I know I'll just take it back to a story with one of my clients who was a chiropractor and wanting to get her chiropractic business up to 30 new clients a month. Now, she'd never had 30 clients, new clients, in a month, so this is completely new to her. And as we started working together, I could feel the energy really getting heavy. And I stopped and I said, wait a minute, something's going on here. What's happening? And she said, well, all of these marketing strategies and things that we're putting into place are feeling so heavy to me. And I went, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? I teach law of attraction, and we still, even then, we're getting bogged down in the details of some actions and not checking in what really was that the action for her. So I actually challenged her. Now, here's a chiropractor who is wanting to grow her business, and I challenged her to take a week off and to nurture herself, go put her feet in the sand, go to a movie, but take a week off away from the business just so she could get re-energized, rejuvenated, and bless her heart, she did. She was willing to do it, and she called me that Wednesday, didn't even get through the week, saying, oh my gosh, I just got the most brilliant ideas of how I would love to see us put the marketing strategies into place. She got some ideas. She had some ideas about who could help her with that, and in December, which is normally her record slow month, she got her first set of 30 new clients a month, working less because she had someone now in the business to do some of the pieces she didn't enjoy. But it took us getting out of that level of detail and of what you must do, you have to, you should do, and checking in with, in the same way Kelly did with us, how does that feel to you? How's that landing with you? To make sure that it's in alignment with who you are and what your values are.
Yeah, I think that's really important, and I think this is a place where a lot of marketing strategists miss. They know the formula, and they are going to slam the square peg into the round hole.
Right.
Because that's what the formula says. And I am a big believer. I do really, really well on stage. I love to speak. I thrive on it. It is just where my magic happens. And therefore, I choose to do a lot of things regarding speaking live. And there's things that I just, it's like twisting my arm to get some of this stuff done. So if it really needs to be done, here's the way it gets done. I outsource it.
Yeah,
so
right.
I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Or I just simply don't put it in my marketing mix.
I'll tell you what, that's such great advice because so many people, even if they've been in the business for a long time, there's still so many shoulds about marketing itself. I built my business on ongoing and networking meetings because for me that was super fun. I loved it. I looked forward to it. And I would collect all these cards and referrals. And I get home and I would have this stack of referrals and I would notice that I just wouldn't call people back. It's not really call people back. People that called me, I'd call back. But the things where I had to cold call somebody and it wasn't a warm lead, I wanted to go hide. I was so nervous and stressed out about it. And finally a coach told me, just go throw that whole stack of paper away. I'm like, are you serious? She said, yeah. I said, oh my gosh, that feels so exciting. I don't want to call those people. They're cold leads. I don't like cold calling. Toss them in the garbage. And boy, did I toss those suckers in the garbage, and I never regretted it for a moment. And yet how I got my business was just connecting to the people with the warm leads and the people in the group who I've created relationships with, and that was way over a decade ago. They're still referring business. Some of them are still my clients off and on whenever they need support because I just did the networking in the way that felt best for me. Now, I'm not saying that's the way to do it. I'm saying you really have to look at, are you going to procrastinate and then make yourself feel bad that you're not doing the thing that you hate? That's not good energy. That's bad mojo. Terrible. But if you're really finding it exciting, then great, do it. And if not, you can delegate. I could have delegated that stuff off, is the truth. But at that point in my business, I didn't know any better. Or to simply take it off your plate. So you really have to make sure whatever's in this strategical plan is working with where you're currently at and the belief systems that you're with and what you enjoy. Because pretty soon, you may enjoy expanding. Because at first it might seem scary, so you just want to dip your toe in. Let's say you want to try speaking, but oh gosh, you just don't feel like your skills are that great. So start small. Don't do it on a large scale. And then as you get more comfy, then you might expand where you're speaking at. But I definitely think that you need to start from where you're at and never, ever, ever make yourself guilty for something on the list that you find it over and over and over. You keep putting it on the to-do list and you're not doing. There's something you need to shift about that thing or completely take it off.
Yep, I completely agree. You know what one of the things I think would be really, really helpful is to actually even back up a little bit and talk about how the law of attraction works in your marketing effort from even more of a thinking level rather than a feeling level. Do you know what I mean by that?
No.
Okay, let me explain. So one of the things is that we all know the way the law of attraction works is what you focus on is what you create. And so one of the things that people often ask me is, why don't I then just sit here and say, I want to attract all these amazing clients. So therefore, marketing must not be necessary. So
well,
but here you two are, law of attraction geniuses, and you're in my coaching program.
Because it works for us. That's attraction at its best.
Well, exactly. So tell them why. I think that we need to explain the balance of the being and the action in alignment with feeling good.
Well, people who are asking that, by the way, don't really understand law of attraction yet. And the other thing is, usually whatever they're asking that about, because the people will say, if I don't go out and look for a mate, how am I ever going to find a mate? Or if I sit on my butt all the time and relax, I'm never going to get up and exercise. And it's just not true. Because when you are enjoying your life and you believe that you're going to get what you want, you cannot help but be inspired. You will actually want to take action. Guarantee it. When I'm creative, and I know Eva too, man, we'll work till midnight. We'll get up at whatever time because you're so excited.
Like wild horses couldn't stop you.
Yeah, you wouldn't even dream like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, do nothing today. You're like, hell no, step aside. I want to get to my desk. I got stuff to create.
So one of the things to look at here, and that is a really big misnomer with people, and I even had this conversation with my mate Robin way back when, gosh, almost 20 years ago now, when He was asking me, you mean I can lie in my bed at night as CEO of my company and simply visualize all of the success coming to me and that it'll all get handled? And of course, firstly, yes, it will get handled. And secondly, it will get handled when you are in action. It will be inspired action that you're in. And that can look a lot of different ways. I'll tell you, when we talked about the software company, we were in action for years from a place of fear and scarcity, trying to find someone to buy us out, to support us, give us loans, venture capital, all of the above. And we worked our little booties off. But in the whole time we were in action in that example, we were coming from major fear and scarcity, and it never worked. The moment that we finally began to shift our energy around that. Now, in this case, someone came knocking on our door after we had stopped doing our little, what I call the dog and pony shows. But we were still in action. We were doing what we needed to do and what felt best for us in the moment to keep the company going. We could have gotten an inspired action to take it out to one more person. In that case, it just didn't happen that way. But there's always going to be action. Even if it's action, the phone rings, pick up the phone. I mean, it can be as simple as that. Or it might be that you get an inspired idea to go somewhere and you meet that perfect person that has the answer and wants to introduce you to someone. We have a story of someone who was wanting to find some office buildings in her particular area, and the office space was just not available, just wasn't available, and she'd done everything she knew to do. And she ended up getting inspired at one night just to get up and go to the store for ice cream. So she thought, okay, whatever. So she goes to the store, and she's standing in line, and she's talking to a guy who has got some space, and he's trying to find someone to take it off his hands. So whether it's that kind of action or whether it's the inspired action that Gina was talking about, where we really are focused very directly on the business and we're creating the programs and we're doing the stuff that feels so good to us and we're excited and we're on fire, then just trust it. But there will always be action. You will be in action. I promise you. The difference is, are you in action from a place of scarcity or are you in a place of on fire, positive,
eager? Can I give a great example of the way that this works?
Yes.
I had a great example. So this year, as we're taping this, I launched my first Marketing to Millionaires retreat. And I am incredibly passionate about what I do because I really believe from the bottom of my heart that this information can wildly change businesses. And therefore, it doesn't just change the business, it changes the owner and every person that that owner touches. So as an example, I tend to attract a lot of transformational individuals, like even Gina, right? So it's not even just their individual families. It also transforms the business owner that they are and every client that they touch.
Mm.
So this is why I'm so passionate about it, because I have the ability to really change so many different lives through the ripple effect.
Yes.
So let me give you an example. One of the things that I was coming up against this year is in the economic transition, I have people literally calling my office in tears because they want to come so bad and their money is blocked. They don't have this information yet, and so their money's blocked for whatever reason that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I also have a lot of people who are really, it's a scary thing sometimes to take that leap of faith.
Yes.
And they can paralyze in fear. And so at this one moment, I said, what can I do to reach these people? And I kind of set the intention. I said, I basically want to take some inspired action. What is it I can do? Who is it that I can be? And what action can I take that would potentially get those people who know it would make a huge difference in their lives, but for whatever reason are stuck, to get unstuck? And all of a sudden, I had this inspired idea, and I wrote this really, I believe, one of the best emails I've ever written in my life. And it was all the story about, you guys have all heard the story about the gentleman with the helicopter.
Oh, yes.
I got literally, I kid you not, hundreds of emails about this email that I sent, people telling me how inspired they were, telling me that that was the one thing that they needed. Our signups from that one email went through the roof. My fan page went crazy on Facebook because people were like, that is truly one of the hit them in the heart emails they've ever read. And that's that kind of inspired action. It was not written from a place of, oh, gee, it's time to hit them with another direct mail piece.
Mm.
It was really written from this, almost as if it wasn't even coming from my head. I just started writing and automatically took it and put it out. And that's what had that massive impact. I think the most important piece is when I sent it, I felt like you know what? This is absolutely the best I can do. Does that make sense? This is the best of me. This is an email that's written from my heart and my passion and my soul. And if this doesn't reach the people who are meant to be reached, then that's okay. Because I feel like I've done everything I can do as a person of inspiration.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Absolutely.
It points to a really important part, which is once you take the action, let's say you have laid out the most brilliant marketing strategy. You're just like, oh, yes, I'm so on target. You got to enjoy it, and then you really do have to let it go. Because when you get attached, and trust me, I've done it many times, I take an action and I think, this is going to result in clients or money in my pocket. And then it doesn't, and then I'm left scratching my head. When I check in with my feelings, I know I was attached to getting some sort of result, which meant I actually was feeling in lack because I was kind of still in that place of, I really hope this works versus, of course this is going to work. My class is going to be full and it doesn't actually have to rely on this one action I'm going to take. It's because I'm in the zone and I really expect this to work and it's going to be fun and all is well. It's that expectation. So the best marketing efforts can be derailed when you have attachment. And so it was perfect what you did. You enjoyed the process and you were like, okay, and I surrender. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, and so be it. I know I was coming from my heart, and that makes me know I was playing full out.
And that really is it. That's a perfect words. You took them out of my mouth. I was playing full out. I gave it my all, and I feel really good about that.
And that's going to be so important about your entire marketing plan. And it also points to something that we talk about a lot, which is authentic marketing, which is you just being Kelly. That's attractive, very attractive. In fact, I just wrote an article. I went to a friend of ours. It's his 70th birthday party, and he did a one-man stand-up show. That was the celebration. And the prize to get in was to wear a dress. And that meant if you were a man or a female, you had to wear a dress. And it was used as a metaphor about the dresses we wear through life. And this person I always think of as just a beautiful leader. He trains coaches and just a real beautiful man of integrity. But he was so authentic in stage. He ended up telling his life story. He was so authentic. It created such intimacy. Anybody who was already a fan was there, but we just became tenfold fans of this guy. And it's the same in your marketing. When you are authentic and intimate, and I don't mean intimate as in, you know, you're airing all your dirty laundry, intimate and talking dirty. It's about really selling with heart. You're really showing them what I'm offering here, I think, is the creme de la creme of what is out there. I totally believe in this. I want to share it with you. It feels good. Come join the party. And however you frame that, but when you're really coming from who you are authentically and the words represent who you are, even if you have a copywriter, if they're in alignment with who you are, it will be beautiful marketing effort. You will get return on that investment. And in the process, whenever you are creating marketing, you all have an inner marketing guru inside of you. You may not know it, but you do. You all have brilliant ideas. It's just some of us have made up a story. Like, let's say when we first started our business, we didn't know anything about marketing, or we made a few attempts and it failed. So then we make up a story that we're not good at it. It's actually not true. We all have really great, inspired ideas. And it's about first owning that, trusting that, and then just getting silent or writing it out and asking questions like we did in the visualization in the last session that we did. You know, we just take a moment and say, okay, I'm just going to tap into that place in me that has the great ideas and the great information. You will come up with an answer. You just have to ask an open-ended question, trusting that whatever answer you get is good. And then the most important part, of course, is to follow the information that you get. So many people are disregarding the downloads of information as soon as they come. They'll get this idea and then they'll justify why it won't work or that they don't have the money to implement it. And that's not true. As soon as you say, yes, I'm going to do that, even if the money isn't currently there, somehow or another, you will create a way to make that happen. That's what I know to be true. Eva, do you have anything to add to that?
I say absolutely. Just trust what, and you always know what's your truth based on how it feels to you. So when you get those downloads and you get those answers, check in with how it feels. And if it feels good, run with it. If something's all a little off, pay attention to that. Feel your way through that and then listen to the next download and run with it. Law of attraction is a wonderful thing when you start to really consciously, intentionally, deliberately begin to use it in your life.
So let's just do an exercise just real quick that will demonstrate that you have your own answers. Because if you get any answers at all when you're asking a question, then you do. And most of them, here's what will happen. The answers will seem so simple, you may disregard it as not important information.
Trust.
So whatever you get, just like Eva was talking about the woman who got guided to go get ice cream and then found her perfect business space. If she would have just said, oh no, even though you really want to go out for ice cream, you can make do without it. Seriously, these are the impulses that you have to follow. Don't disregard if you just have a craving for something or you're driving down a particular street and you decide that, okay, you know to get home, you're supposed to drive straight, but for some reason you want to take a left. Follow these little impulses because they are leading you to the next inspired step and the next inspired step. I know one time I had on the Regis and Kelly show in the morning, and I just felt compelled to write her a letter. Now, trust me, the gremlin wanted to talk me out of it, but I did. And nothing ever became of that, but it led to a next step for me. And how we met Jack Canfield and ended up writing a book was because I had the impulse to go ask him at a seminar, hey, will you be interviewed by us? And I did want to talk myself out of it. I tried to. He's got a swarm of people around him. I don't want to bug him. It's lunchtime. I'm hungry. Whatever. See ya. And I'm like, no, I told Eva I would go ask him. I'm so glad I listened to that because otherwise lots of things wouldn't have unfolded for us. So if you get an idea, don't talk yourself out of it. All right. Everybody take a nice deep breath. And we'll just ground. I know our energy gets all excited when we're talking. And your mind's probably racing a little bit with all sorts of ideas you want to implement. So you just want to connect in right now, again, with your higher self, that part of you that has all the answers. The pure, right answers that support all of your values. And ask, what's the inner resource that you most need to develop right now that would draw more money to you or take your business to the next level? And when I say inner resource, I mean, there's some gift in you that you already have. It comes naturally for you. And maybe you've not really been honoring it. Maybe it's a creative, something about your creativity, and you just haven't given it time to expand lately. But just ask your inner guidance, what's that inner resources that you need to develop that would draw more business to you or more money or both or expand you into a more passionate area of your business? And then what's one step that you can take in the next week or even the next 24 hours that would express that inner resource or build up that muscle more fully? What's one step? Can be small or big. And again, if you get a really simple answer that doesn't seem like a big deal, that's okay. Honor that. It's the perfect answer. And now, when talking a lot about marketing actions, see on the screen of your mind, if your eyes are closed, you might just imagine that there's a screen up there, like a movie screen. And imagine that up on the movie screen are activities that you enjoy doing around your business. Whatever you love most. Maybe it's like Kelly and you enjoy speaking. Maybe you like the creative part of creating a new product or a new service or like creating joint ventures with people. Maybe it's just in the writing you love to write. And as you do, just watch visions of those activities pop up on your screen. And as those activities are flashing, just pick one of the activities, and just make a decision that you'll take that next activity and start putting it into play more. If you're doing it, let's say you're doing it 3 days out of the month, bump it up to 4 or 5 and just make the decision that you're going to start doing more activities, especially when it comes to marketing, that you love. And if new ideas pop in, even if they're, I call them my wild hair ideas because they're a little crazy, those are the best ones to follow. They don't make sense. They might not even look strategical from a marketing perspective. But remember, if you get an idea that's downloaded into your brain, you have the ability to utilize it and manifest exactly what you want. Just take a nice deep breath in, let it out, knowing that you can tap into your inner marketing guru anytime you want, ask any questions you want, because both things are important, as you know, from the questions that I asked you, what's an inner resource, an inner gift that you need to expand, and also an action, an activity. And marketing efforts will be both of those things. You will always be utilizing both the inner and outer resources. And it's your job to just really find your nice ebb and flow with that, because it's always going to consistently be a dance. With law of attraction, you will never either be totally in action or just totally in the feeling place. You'll almost always be experiencing both. And you just want to make sure that you like both sides of it. You want to like what you're feeling and you want to like what you're doing.
Perfect combination.
Yes.
You know, I want to say something here too, because especially when you are in that place of quiet, and you have an opening to have these downloads and these ideas to come to you and the activities come to you. And you might get a lot. I know Gina and I are like that. Sometimes we get just tons of stuff that come down for us and ideas that we have. And I remember way back when we began working together in the business together, and Gina had this assumption that if you got an idea, you had to act on it. And you had to act on it all the way through to completion, even if you just got 25 ideas. And this is like called Stress City. No, you don't. Write them down. It's really important to write them down. But look at the ones that really stand out for you and the ones that are really, you know, they amp you up, the things that really resonate with you the most. And then just take the one next step. In other words, I see so many people get really overwhelmed and they then get scattered and they don't know what to start with and they don't do anything. So write everything down, capture it so you won't forget it, and you can come back later and pick another one out that resonates with you at another time. But start with where you are and just take one and take one step. So keeping a very narrow focus and then following that through rather than trying to start a lot of different things going into a lot of different places. And it's exactly what has showed up with Gina and I when we did our day with Kelly to find out, oh my gosh, look at how many ways we're scattered. We get these ideas and we run with them and now we've got all of this stuff out here. And so for Gina and myself, this year is about bringing the focus back in and having one synergistic, not just one, but everything that we do is to be synergistic with the other.
Yes, just because you have a grand idea doesn't mean you need to act on it. And I want to say another piece. Many moons ago, Eve and I were taking this, I think it was just on business, it was a seminar, and they were giving us so much information, which was great. That was the kind of seminar where you're just taking notes and you're like, oh my gosh, I got so much to implement. And at first it's fun, but then it does become overwhelming. And I really trained myself at that seminar because I thought, oh my God, I'm going to have a heart attack if I try to implement all this. I just decided to go with my top one or two ideas, and I would just know that all the other information was there when I needed it, and I would be able to recall the information that was important to me. And I'm so glad I did that, because honestly, I did somewhere in my brain, and you always are, you do take in information, and it is there for you to tap into whenever you want, without you even taking notes, that's the truth. You can actually trust that it's getting inserted into your brain. And several months after that class, I had got a call from the Wall Street Journal. And they were looking to interview somebody on a topic, and unfortunately, it was not my expertise. And I'm like, oh my gosh, the Wall Street Journal calls me, and lo and behold, I'm not the expert in that field. Ah! And I remembered the information they had given me about, well, if there's someone that you can refer them to that person and tell them what your expertise is. And that was the piece of information that I got. I did exactly that. It was one of the best marketing moves because a couple of months later, they called me back and they did interview me on a topic that I did have knowledge of. But if I had been trying to do lots of PR work on top of the other stuff I was trying to implement, I would have been totally scattered. Because there's lots of juicy ideas out there. Even when we did our session with Kelly, I walked away with some very specific grand ideas, and I'm not going to go implement them all right now. One, I would be overwhelmed. And two, I am going to be starting from where I'm at and taking my nice baby steps, which of course, as we know with Law of Attraction, will create momentum. And by the time I'm ready to take on the big project, it's going to be easy. But if I tried to start now with the big project and I didn't do all my baby steps first, both with my emotions and my action steps, it wouldn't be pretty. So, Kelly, do you have anything to pipe in about now?
No, I am just listening to you guys infuse this.
Okay, good. I just wanted to talk about one more thing around beingness, even though we're talking about this. When you are marketing, whether it's live in person or through copy, like writing, you really do want to take on that place of being in your heart, that you are the authority about whatever your company does, mm-hmm. whether it's selling a product or selling a service. And Eva, you gave a great example to me today about six-figure coaches.
Yes, especially with coaches. We're taught we don't have to be the consultant or the expert. We're asking the questions to get the answers out of our clients, right? But even as coaches, you have a niche and you have a specialty. You want to stake yourself as the authority in that, and you want to speak from that place of authority. And what Gina's talking about is, because I work with coaches to get them beyond the six-figure mark, I don't hope that I can create six-figure coaches. I don't wish that I could. I don't wonder if I could. I don't ask them questions about whether they think they can, because I'm here to be the catalyst for them to get to six figures. I know that I can create six-figure coaches. I can be the catalyst for that. I've done it for myself. I've done it for other coaches, and so therefore I can do it for other coaches that are following them. So you really want to stand in that essence and in that power of being the authority in whatever your niche is, and really being clear. And I think, Kelly, you talk about that a lot when you talk about clearly communicating.
Yes.
What it is that you represent and who you are in your place of business.
Yes, and to be very aligned with your communication. Again, back to that authenticity piece.
Yes.
It's about being aligned with your vision. It's about being aligned with the value that you bring to the world, right? Because money is energy.
Yes.
And all you're doing is exchanging money for value.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. So you need to be very clear about what it is at the value that you're offering.
Absolutely. And that's something else I think that not a lot of people, I won't say a lot of people, there are some people who really don't, either they don't believe in their own value, or there's something about their own worthiness. And to really understand that what you have is of value, and that there are people out there who will see that value, who will be eager to pay you what you're worth, and understand that it is of value, and appreciate it, and come back for more.
Yeah, it's so important, even when you're deciding, some people want to play big. They have the inspiration, I want to play big. Whether it's I value myself and I want to charge what I think I'm worth, or I just want to write a book. And then what happens is you get that inspiration and then you talk yourself out of it. Oh, I don't have enough experience. Am I really the expert? There are people out there who know more than I do. And while that all may be true, it actually doesn't matter when we're talking about the law of attraction. I'll explain a little bit. There was this happens all the time, so I'm just going to use one example. There was a guy I was coaching who was becoming a coach, and we're talking about, what's your rate going to be? And he said, well, based on what you charge, Gina, and based on what I know newbie coaches, well, then I'd, charge this much. I said, well, I didn't ask that. I said, how much do you really, what would feel good? What do you want to charge for your services? And I think he said $700 a month. And I said, okay, good. And he goes, yeah, but that's a lot. And I said, no, it's what feels good to you, because if it feels good to you, you're going to absolutely get it, because it feels good to you. And if you charge less than you think you're worth and you're feeling a bit irritated about it, guess what? You're going to resent, and you're going to feel like, oh, it's not enough. And same thing happens if you decide that you want to charge more than your belief is. Then you'll feel scared about that. If you're not in alignment with it, then it's not going to feel good. Whatever you need to charge, it needs to feel good. And you need to get that whatever your unique spin is on however you do business, whether it's a service or products, there are people out there who want it as much as you're wanting to give it to them. They're looking for your spin. And you just have to be confident that your spin is meaningful. Sometimes it's so obvious what's meaningful about your product or what's unique, and we're used to it, and so we don't see it as a gift. And you really do have to get grounded in what's the impact that your product or service makes, and then totally line up with it. Know that you're doing a great thing and being solid in that.
Mm.
We have taken you on a ride over these last four sessions. And I'm wondering if there's anything that you want to say, Kelly, before we sort of summarize what we've gone over.
Yeah, again, I want to go back and reiterate the whole reason why we created this product, because I will tell you, it has been my experience in not only working with coaching clients, but also working with our consulting clients on our agency business, that for the longest time, I would watch clients, and clients who were aligned and in tune created exceptional results. And I could give the same business strategies. I'll just give you even a better example, a more concrete example. We have a referral letter that we write for clients here that we tailor to each person's business and to their unique personality. However, the basic premise is the same. And I could hand that letter to one client who was totally in alignment with it, And the results that would be generated would be out of this world. And I could hand that same letter to another client who maybe wasn't as in alignment with it or wasn't in a good space or in a very attractive place, and they would get absolutely zero results. It took me actually a little bit of time in the beginning of this to figure out what was going on, because at first I scratched my head and went, well, how can that be? You know, and we would kind of go through the marketing diagnosis. And here's what ended up happening. When I would sit down and speak to the clients, I would start to notice that it wasn't the marketing that was an issue. It was who they were being as a person and their attitude and belief around the marketing that was going on. Because if they believed it would work, it worked. But if they believed that it wouldn't, then it wouldn't. And that's when it became so incredibly clear to me that this is a subject that needs to be brought forth. And I will tell you, here I am as a marketing expert telling you that there's nothing more important than you being in alignment and in an attractive state. Because all the marketing in the world and all the business strategies in the world will not do you a darn bit of good if you do not take care of this piece first.
Absolutely.
So I really am so honored and grateful that you two would play with me and record this for people. So I just thank you so much for bringing this to people. It's so important.
Well, thank you for letting us share this passion with you and yours, for sure. It's an honor for us, too.
Yes.
And I just want to just go back and bring everything full circle here for a moment. And just to remind all of you, marketing and in life, really, it comes down to, first of all, the thing we covered on the very first call or the first segment. And that is that your mindset is everything. Everything begins with your mindset. Everything begins energetically and how you're feeling about it. So that is the basis of everything in life. The second thing we covered was, we really busted some of the myths about law of attraction. We've given you the 5-star client creation process, really important process for getting clear on who your perfect client is, the perfect client for you. And when you're clear on that, that's what you radiate and that's who you attract. We've also shown you how to create a really solid relationship with money, blowing out some of those old beliefs that maybe you've had about money that you've grown up with. We've given you the abundance technique to help you release some of those limiting beliefs and replace them with unlimiting beliefs. It's a process that you can continue to use over and over as you begin to realize there are more beliefs that are coming up. These seem like very simple things that we're giving you. How can it be this simple? It is. Trust the process and use what we're giving you here. And of course, wow, the millionaire attraction game. If you're not playing that, we want to really encourage you to begin playing that game. It is so much fun. It's an incredible way for you to be able to stretch your wealth mentality. Encourage you to play with your team members in your business to bring it all together. I shared my story. It's incredibly powerful. What can happen when you're really focused on what you're wanting and understanding the power of not only your mindset, but the power of the law of attraction and the prosperity that is your birthright. And we've shown you how to create marketing strategies that are in alignment with your own natural gifts. These are very simple things that we've given you, and yet they're extremely profound and they're extremely powerful. And we want to make sure that you don't underestimate the power of what we've shared with you here.
And I just want to remind all of you that it's never about the money, time, or any other circumstance that prevents you from having what you want in life and in your business. It's you simply deciding and believing that you can have it. And it's an illusion that you can't. And from that place that you think you can't, you'll never see a solution. And remember that using the laws of attraction in your life is literally a work in progress every day. But by being deliberate, you can live a life that you design and a marketing plan that you design. And we want you to have a life in which you wake up every day excited about your plans and your business, and you have as much money rolling in as you desire, and all of your relationships fill you up, both at work and at home, and you're relaxed, and the only actions you take are from a place of inspiration and joy.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Even Gina, tell them, by the way, where they can find more information from you too.
That would be at our website, and it's abundanceabounds.com. www.marketingplansthatfeelmagical.com.
Thank you so much for this magical series. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
All righty. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Wealth Mastery with Eva Gregory and Gina Gabellini. For more ways to blow the lid off what's possible for you in abundance, go to abundanceabounds.com.